Is that okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay, Rav, thank you so much for joining us. It's a great pleasure to host you in our virtual base measures, and we really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us tonight.
Okay, good evening. It's it's interesting, despite the fact that the circumstance is unusual, but Baruch Hashem, a lot of people are managing to learn as much as possible, and it sometimes we don't realize ourselves how much we could produce even when circumstances are not ideal. But if we want to, if we put our heart into it, we're able to do something. Baruch Hashem, I know here in many places, and people are learning. So let's speak obviously a little bit about Matan Torah. That's the Inyan HaYoma. We're a week or less than a week away from it. And it's something to be mizbonin, and let's try to be oimid on a certain nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu luchos after Vayitein el Moshe kechaloise leda be'ite bar Sinai, shnei luchos avonim, luchos evim ksuvim be'etzbalikim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, gave Moshe Rabbeinu luchos, and he went down with that. The second time round, psolucho shnei luchos avonim koreshainim, and that was the second time around as well. So let's ask a simple question. What's the point of luchos? In other words, if these are meant to be notes, so write them on a sefer. What we have in Kali Yisrael in terms of a written documentation, so to speak, is Sefer Torah. So take out a parchment and write on it. And the Luchos have Pashtus only Aseres Adibris. As some say, the whole Torah is it, Remiza, all sorts of drushes. But the Pashtus is the Dvarim that was said on the Har. That's in the Luchos. What's the point of it? In other words, What happened in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave luchos to Klal Yisrael? And the change between the first and second luchos, so the first luchos, the whole package came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the stone also. Vayitein el Moshe kechalis da beit ha-basin shtei luchos avonim, luchos avim ksuvim be'etzbalikim. So the raw material came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plus the writing. He got a package deal. The second one, he told him, you should bring the stone and I'll write it out. So, and sure enough, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote out everything. Now, so there are two things here. First of all, In the first time, he got the whole package right before he's going to leave. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. In the second Luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring me the stone. He slapped up the stone. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it out for him and gave it to him. Luchura, the second Luchos are meant, yes, in some way, they're meant to be less than the first Luchos. There's the Bedechal after Chet, there's some sort of downside, but Lemaisa, there's also supposed to be some sort of tikkun. The first luchos were broken, the second one will be made of stronger material. If the first luchos were divine, in other words, the whole package came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the stone was manufactured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu plus the writing, then why in the second Luchos would we think that Moshe Rabbeinu's stone would last better? Isn't it the other way around? Shouldn't it have been super reinforced? In other words, however we translate this into a ruchniistic understanding, there's something about it, if it's given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be on a higher dagger, and it should be something that would be stronger, less better. I don't know, however to say it. So obviously, it's not the stone that's the problem, but the Averis. But still, whatever it represents in terms of Luchashnias, the change was a change of going from the Evan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu brought. And that seems to be, that's meant to be some sort of mahalach in improving the chances of the Luchas lasting. What's that about? We find another interesting Gemara. Gemara says in Erevin that if the first Luchas hadn't been broken, there wouldn't be Shikcha in the world. They'd be learning Torah and they wouldn't forget it. Now, what exactly is the property? Memory is some sort of faculty of the mind. Why if the luchas wouldn't be broken, so would we remember? Our IQ would go up, our ability to memorize would go up. Sometimes we find the other way around. Sometimes you find because of chait, things became worse. All sorts of this, and this. So I could understand it. Maybe that's part of the ripple effect of the luchas being broken. Is maybe it caused shikcha, but the lashon of the Gemara is the other way around. That had they not been broken, they wouldn't be shikcha. That's something. Where does it translate into Koichas HaNefesh? To say it's just kind of Shaloi Keder HaTeva, it's something else. It's something about the Luchas itself, the Tzur of the Luchas, that would have made it impossible to forget Torah. So I want to be mizbeinin in the following. There's the Mishnah in Ovis. It says Kol Shechachmasa Meruv Maisav. It's daimed to a tree that the branches are more and more than the roots, and it's just a question until when the wind will come and be accurate and so on. So the Maral asks why. What does Chachma have to do with Maisim? It's not talking. The Pasha is not talking about a hypocrite. Who's loymed almanas loylasis? We're not talking chas v'shalom about somebody whose learning is the chatchila for no good intention and so on. It's just chachmasa meruba me'maisav. It's something where he's ahead in where he's holding a Talmud Torah than when he's holding a mitzvah. So what's the problem? What's the flaw? So Morel says the following. He says that. He says chachma is like a binyan, and unless a binyan has a makom, it's not able to stand. In another place, the Maral explains this idea a little more clearly. He speaks about the Gemara. It says that divrei Torah are difficult to acquire like gold and easy to break like glass. So the Maral says, the pshat in the mashal here, easy to break like glass, is glass is not a very physical element. In other words, its fragility to the normal human perception, the more physical something is, a rock is very, very physical. It's strong, it doesn't break, it's tough. That's how I there is something physical. Glass it's refined, it's delicate, so it's not so much chomer, it's not so physical. And one of the aspects about glass that intrigued the early people was the fact that it was transparent, which means nothing in the world is transparent. Everything, it takes up, you can't see through something. Seeing through something means that its metzias is a very, very refined metzias. And just like oyer is something, light is something that gives us a sense of ruchnias, things that are transparent, it means that they sort of let light through. They're quasi-ruchnias. So things that are made of schuchis represent to us things that are very, very limited in their physicality. They have very little physicality, and therefore they're fragile. In other words, our world is a physical world. And the only thing that has kiyum in this world, the only thing that can actually have an existence in this world, is something that is a is something that is very physical. The less physical it is, the word we use is fragile. Something is delicate, it's fragile, which means its existence is very tenuous. That's what we mean when we say it. So because our world is a physical world, existence in this world is conditional on it being physical. And if it's not physical, then the less physical it is, the less kiyum it has. And that's why the Maral says, Divrei Torah are not natural to this world. And I want to explain why. Divrei Torah are not natural to this world because they're presenting a set of values that don't come from this world. Lemushel, if I tell somebody good advice, don't hit somebody who's stronger than you. That advice comes straight from this world. It comes from the boxing ring. It comes from people that are around and hitting. And if you hit somebody stronger than you, you're going to be hit back much more strongly. That type of, so advice and a way of life that's telling me how to live comfortably in this world, how to make it in this world, that's of this world. Torah is telling me how to live by a standard that's not this world's standard. It's an ideal. It's not from within this world, it's somewhere else. Kedusha, that a person should restrain his physical cravings, desires, and impulses because there's another metzias where this is the good and the beautiful. It's not natural to this world. And b'meila, its kiyum is limited. It's a p'chin of schuchis. So just like we admire a fragile, a very delicate glass figurine because it is so delicate, it's almost like doesn't have any substance to it, that makes it beautiful to us, but that gives it its fragility. So Torah, the Maral says, is something that is be'etzem not shayach to this world. It's a set of ideals and values that belong somewhere else. So it doesn't last here, and if a person doesn't hold on to it strongly, it does not actually last very much, and that's the mashal of the schuchas. That's what the Maral says. So that means that going back to the Chachmasim Ruba Mimaisav, the way in which Chachma becomes part of this world is through Maisa. So when I sit back and I listen to somebody speak a beautiful drasha about being selfless, and I should, you know, if I have something I really want, I should give it to somebody else. If the person is a very inspiring speaker, I sit back and I'm, wow, that's really, really something. it's not going to last very long. Why? Because it's not natural. I mean, in comes back my sense of being possessive, my sense of wanting to be successful, my greed. That's natural. And therefore, the drasha evaporates. It doesn't have much of a kiyum because it's not part of this world. There are no such human emotions. There are no such instincts. There are no such reflexes. So b'meila, it evaporates. But if I start putting it into olam ha-maisa, and I start actually acting that way, then what I'm doing is I'm giving it a metzias in this world. That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing it into making it part of something. So I get used to giving, so that becomes something. A kedusha, a person restraining his cravings and his desires and so on, that's not natural. So I can speak about somebody who's like a malach and snap, and I'm very inspired. But unless I begin to practice it, I'm not going to preserve. Ideals don't become preserved as ideals because they're not natural citizens in this world. When and if I actually put into practice, then it becomes part of this metzias and it has a kiyum. So the kolsha chachmas mruba memaisav en chachmas viskayemis. We're not talking about a person who's a hypocrite or even doing something wrong per se. It's not that the person is not he's slack in some mitzvahs. It simply means chachma that's floating around and not having. And not being embodied in something is disappears and nothing happens to it. There's a beautiful vart, very, very penetrating vart from Menachem Mendel Vitebsk. Menachem Mendel Vitebsk was one of the early first Talmidim of the Magid. He was a Rebbe Chaver of the Baal HaTanya. He wrote a Sefer Biaritz and he lived in Eretz Yisrael his last years of his life. He's buried in Tveria. So he says Pshat in the Chazal, Haroya Seta Bikulkula Yaza Atzimin Ayayin. That if a person sees a Seta Bikulkula, he should be Yaza Atzimin Ayayin. So most people learn that it's there to teach you a lesson. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it come your way? It must be to get it's a message for you and so on. He says a different vart. He says, a person saw something. We don't tend to think that we would become tripped up in Averis. We don't understand how prevalent or how easy it is or to get tripped up in Averis. And I just learned a lesson. I just saw Saita being dragged off, and it's a very, very powerful point. If I don't incorporate it into a mitzvah now, it becomes part of the chachmasim merubim myself. Seeing an event that should and could teach us something, and it doesn't. That becomes a kilkel. Now I have this chachma, and I will allow it to evaporate, and it will be gone. In a year from now, and a month from now, I'm not going to be able to do anything with that. So this profound lesson gets lost unless I find a way to right now make it. A metzias, and that metzias is yezas min hayayin. So we see that that chachma is something that does not have a natural metzias in this world. To be able to make it have a kiyum in this world, it has to become embedded. In the world of mitzvahs, whether it's the world of mitzvahs, however, and of maisim, and then it has a kiyum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. And like we said from the Maral, Torah is something that does not have a natural metzias in this world. In order to make it part of his metzias, Torah was first given by Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Dibur was overwhelmed the world. That Dibur was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down in the har and wow. But that's it. That's Chochma. And the next day, as soon as Moshech HaYovel, nothing's left. The har is not even Kaddish anymore. There had to be a piece of physical realia, a piece of something physical where the Dvar Hashem is embedded in a metzias. There is no metzias stronger than an Evan, and that's why the Dvar Hashem became embedded in the Evan. And so Kolzman Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, so he didn't need it. He is in the world over there. In the world in Shemayim, by Luchos Hashanos, in the world of Shemayim, there is nothing there that needs the Evan. This is the natural world. In Shemayim, all these things, this is the Metzius of the world. When Dibur is over and now he's going down, that's when he needs to have an Evan with the Dvar Hashem of the Evan. So the Luchos are that bond where the Dvar Hashem permeated the Evan and became one with the Evan. And that's why it would not have in parchment and ink, you have, first of all, the ink is also physical. When you have chorus, when you have something that is cut out, hollow, the content is really not physical. It's kind of an absence of physicality. So the absence of physicality with the physical together is what make the luchos with the words on it. The stone is also the most physical of things. It has the most physical metzias. And therefore, when it's engraved in stone, that's where it has the ultimate in having in being integrated with it. Had those stones not been broken, there wouldn't be shikha in the world. The pshat is, we forget things based on how peripheral they are to us versus how much they are who we are. So, Lamashal, if somebody comes and tells me something that's neged the yeshiva, so I'm not going to forget it because this is what I live. This has to be taken care of. This, that, the other thing. If someone comes and tells me yediyah ba'alma, then if I have a great memory, I can remember a lot of trivia also. But it's not part of me. In other words, things that are relevant to me and are part of me, I don't forget. Things that I assign to periphery, so somebody told me an interesting idea about this, is the other thing. So if I have a good memory, I'll remember it better, but it's a very different type of memory. The memory of, like it says, gam elis shakachta v'anoich lo shakachech, that does a mother forget a child? That's me. So the Torah was given in a way where the Evan, where the Ksav and the Evan were one. When the Ksav and the Evan are one, there's no Shikha. Once there was a Shvira, that means even an Evan with Ksiva on it has now the ability to break. And that's why a person forgets his Talmud is called Shivir Luchos, Gemara says. That's why he even covered and so on. So Moshe Rabbeinu got that. With the Chet, there was a Shvir of the Luchos. It was Afka. It means that Klal Yisrael did not have the Aseres HaDibros had evaporated from the world. And the middle of the Luchos were broken. It's not the Metzias. The second luchas had a change in it. In the second luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu had to bring his Evan and bring it up from the beginning up. The point is, so we asked, L'chura, the however we understand these things, the Evan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies should be superior. And there should be less of a chance of it being mekulkul. So why would we have the Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu brings up now? So yes, it's less kedusha, and that's part of what sort of a punishment or what you lose. But if you're trying to make a tikkun, where's that a tikkun? And the answer is the other way around. Being that the first Evan was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't as physical as the Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu would drag up. And therefore, it hadn't penetrated the world as much. It's when Moshe Rabbeinu brings his Evan up from the bottom, and it's with him the entire time, then it becomes something that is something that has staying power, which it did. So the process of luchos is the process of creating an entity that embodies a chibur of the ruchnius to the physical world, which allows the ruchnius to stay. It allows the ruchnius to be there. It says that choros aleluchos, atik choros alecheros, cheros min malach hamavis. The pshat in that cheros malach hamavis is the malach hamavis has the right to take neshamas. When the only thing that stops Misa, there's nothing in this world that can stop Misa except for a chibur to Chaim. If you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, you become a chibur to something, and now you have chiyus. Atem advekim Hashem alakechem Chaim kulchem hayoyim. So in the luchos, the first luchos, there was the chibur, where the Dvar Hashem became be'etzem part of this world, and therefore the Va'atma Dveikim Hashem Alkechem Chaim Kulcham Yoyim was the way it worked. Once it was broken again, that stopped, and no longer did we have that type of chibur. I want to speak a little bit about, I guess, something that's relevant to us in the years in yeshiva. This concept of having Divrei Torah, Dvar Hashem, a more ruchnistic environment is in terms of our lives, in terms of our lives. These years in yeshiva represent that. In yeshiva, we live a life that is much more ruchnistic with different values, ideas, understandings, everything. So we say to ourselves, if we learn well and do and you know, and we absorb everything we're taught, then Mitzvah Hashem, when we move on and we go into the Olam HaMaisa and so on, it would stay with us. What Chazal are teaching us is that the world of Maisa is something that gives the Torah staying power. There sometimes is a sort of a quote-unquote from Yetzirah that because I'm sitting and learning, I don't have to go to davening. I don't have to do this. I can cut corners here, I cut corners there. And Baruch Hashem, there's a supply of Chazal that you can use to justify. No. If a person doesn't take his understandings and immediately... it's his life that he lives his life differently. If a person doesn't combine it somewhere to Olam HaMaisa, then that chachmah does not have staying power. By the time it's going to be really needed, it's going to be gone. Because that's the side that Chazal are teaching us. Chachmah is something that needs an achiz in this world. It needs to have roots. If it doesn't have roots, it doesn't stand, it doesn't last. There's a beautiful Ramban who it's not a, it's probably it's a Talmud Ramban, but it's one of those farim that supposedly Ramban wrote, but the mice it's a Talmud Ramban or Talmud Chava. He says, "Ishpatas amlesu shalayim im te'iruvim atoras ava acha techpots." So he says the word techpots is miloshen chayfitz. Do not awaken the ava in me until I have a way to concretize it. And some loshen chayfitz to make something out of it. So this is true not only by learning; it's true by emotional stimulus also. A person has emotional stimulus. His kumzitz, his iris, this, that. And we feel, we honestly are very turned on by it. So why wouldn't it affect us the day after? Why wouldn't it affect us in a while? I mean, I believed in it, and there's no reason why I'm going to change my mind. So what happened? The answer is, understand that ruchnius is not natural to this world. If you don't couple feelings, understandings, ideas, ideals, knowledge with Olam HaMaisa, then it will not last. It's not meant to last. It can't last because it's schuchis. It does not have a real mitzvah in this world. If you connect it to your mitzvahs, then Bezas Hashem it lasts. Al Kapanim. So as we move towards Kabbalah Satera, Sai Mitzad, the Musig of being Kabbalah Satera, Mitzad, the emotional Satera, Mitzad, everything, and Mitzad, the Tkufa, the Baruch Hashem, was there to be in Beis Hashem and live a life that's full with the values and ideals and understandings and knowledge that's right. But it's important that a person anchors it to the Olam HaMaisa, in a sense, to live up to what he's learning and to do what's right. Understand the value of mitzvahs and maisim tovim is not just klapei the mitzvahs tovim. They're valuable as the mitzvahs maisim tovim. But they are what make your chachma real. They make it part of this world. And whatever service a person has, if he makes a chayfis out of it, if he inscribes it in luchas, and adarabba, the harder the luchas are, the harder stone is, the more physical it is, the more I push myself to do things that for me are naturally difficult, that means I'm touching a more physical area myself, then the divrei Torah that I'm inscribing on that chelik is more firmly bound up with my mitzias. And the more firmly bound up with my mitzias, the longer it stands. Chachmasim meruv ma'isam, ma'isam meruv chachmasim. It's not only quantity, it's a type of ma'isa. It's if it's something that's hard for me to do X, Y, or Z, and I do it because I learned that it's right and I'm supposed to do it, that gives it a permanence. That makes it part of me. That means I don't let go of it, I don't forget it, it doesn't evaporate from me. And that chibur of the person's most physical self to the Dvar Hashem is the chayrus me'al hamavas. It's the atav vega Hashem al-keichem chayim kol chamayoyim that gives a person eternal chiyus. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha to a yontiv that we get Torah, we're uplifted, and more than anything else, we make it part and parcel of our very self.